inside.
Jesus, meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city with the sun all set.
Good morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I slept most of yesterday. Our good friend Dennis slept most of yesterday, too.
Yeah, apparently. Big thanks to everyone who came out to Hamburger Mary's and to the parade and to Pauly D last night at Power and Light. We appreciate you. It was such a fun day. And our good friends Dennis and Dolores. How does Dolores go?
Hi, everybody.
She calls into our show all the time. They've been on our Mexico trips with us, and they came down to Hamburger Mary's, sat right in front of the stage where we were broadcasting. And I'll tell you what.
Dressed to the nines, by the way.
Yes. And they're an older couple. And, you know, that you think they'd be a little more reserved. They had, I think Dennis had 20 drinks, maybe.
Dennis is awesome. Dennis can party. Dennis can throw them back. But he doesn't act, you know, any different.
No.
He just keeps it casual.
I saw him get some of the green beer, but two at a time. And he didn't just sip. He chugged it. And then
he was drinking them like shots.
Yeah, and then I saw a couple of other like glass bottles on the table. And at one point, he literally was delivered a leg, like the leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Yes,
but it's a drink.
Full of alcohol.
Filled with rum.
It was
he
so
finished
funny.
It. All of the people around them were cheering him on as he was drinking it. And then after they left and we went to the parade, we got this email from Dolores.
It says, Dennis and me had such a lovely time at Hamburger Mary's. I want to thank Mix for hosting what a totally awesome St. Patrick's Day party and my dear friends broadcasting at the absolutely fabulous venue of Hamburger Mary's. Dennis and me will most definitely go back there. Thank you, friends, for making us a part of the show. It's very much appreciated. I think Tara mentioned to me about going out after. Dennis, with much pride and fortitude, gently put down his major award, aka the leg lamp, on the kitchen table and is snoring right now upstairs. This old and twinkle-eyed Colleen is soon to follow suit, but not before thanking my friends. All the best, Dolores.
And by the way, this was only like maybe 11:15.
They were 11:30. Rock stars last night.
I love
it. Just can't make this up.
So a thrift store in North Carolina getting a lot of national attention because they posted an ad about some haunted furniture that they were trying to sell. It's a bed and a bureau, and the previous owners said that it gave them nightmares.
Our donations manager asked about these pieces, and he was told, you don't want those, they're haunted. And he said, oh, well, now I definitely want them. They brought just this piece into the bedroom. It was in there for about a week. From the time they brought it into their bedroom, they had continuous nightmares. The dogs would not quit barking at it. And then finally, I think it was the seventh night that it was in their room, he had a lot of trouble waking his wife up from sleep. From what I understood, they called back whoever they bought it from, and when they heard their voice, they hung up. So,
wow. Apparently, since this story broke, someone has come in and paid $1,000 for it, and they don't care that it's haunted. There's a 20-year-old man near Philadelphia who was drinking too much on Friday after partying all night, tried to get a free ride home by hopping on a school bus. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. He was arrested for trespassing. A woman in Texas just gave birth to sextuplets. The entire delivery only took 9 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, ow.
Yep.
No.
Yep. And remember last week when Facebook and Instagram both crashed?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that there was a huge surge in, let's just say, people looking for adult-themed movies online because they had no social media.
They had nothing else to do.
And people who were searching for those adult-themed movies were looking for a social media-themed adult movie because they say searches for those types of movies, including the word Facebook, jumped 221%, and adult movies with the word Instagram jumped 323%.
Oh, they just needed their fix.
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Woo! Get ready for this.
Transmitting love from the heart of Westport.